We're here with a professor who's just given a lecture in the Teatro dei Differenti. You'll have to help me with your surname, I'm sorry. It's Professor?
Bjørn Nedreskotje.
Nedreskotje, okay.
It's even in Norwegian, it's a difficult name.
It's a difficult name to get my tongue around. An interesting lecture about Mort. Could you give us just a brief description of what Mort, or Mut, actually is?
Mut, the word means courage, and it's about courage to live your own life, the courage to care about other people, the courage to say no to people, to things that ain't good for you, and courage to live your life, to live your good life.
Well, it's you're from Norway.
Yes.
A very different scholastic system in Norway, probably, to the system that's here in Italy.
Yes, but the schools are not so very different, because both in Italy and in Norway we have most of the same subjects. I think we are thinking quite like, because we want to help the pupils, the young people, into the grown-up world, into the future. And I think there is one thing about knowledge. They have to learn the main subject. They have to learn to write, to read, to do maths. But the most important thing is to be together with other people, to have
So the social aspect.
Yes, and perhaps the schools sometimes have forgotten making good religions, because when you are coming out in the big community, you have to communicate with other people, and if you can do that, you can do the most.
So do you think there are differences socially, for instance, between the society in the north of Europe and, say, the society in the south of Europe?
Yes, there are probably some small cultural differences, but I think a father and a mother in Italy and a father and a mother in Norway is thinking quite like. They're thinking, my child shall have a good future. And for to have a good future, you have to behave, you have to do what you are told to do, but you shall smile, be happy, have a good life, have friends. I think we are thinking quite like.
That's interesting, yes. So, what was your reaction to today? Did you expect more people, less people? How did you get any kind of feedback?
No, I think it's about what I expected. We were a little bit unlucky with the technique.
There was a problem with the PowerPoint projection.
That's the thing, like, can happen. And then when we are talking about having positive focus, you must do the best of it.
Of course.
So. I think it would have been a little bit otherwise if we had the PowerPoint presentation, but I think I made my point. So I think the people who came up and talked, they had taken the ideas.
Okay, thank you very much.